Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
As I said a couple times today, Tom Helfelfinger has joined the show a number of times. Twice U.S. Attorney for the state of Minnesota, appointed by George H.W. Bush in 1991 and again by President George W. Bush in 2001. His op-ed, I gave you the major headline, but then the subheadline is this. Because of that, Democratic nominee and former Vice President Joe Biden must be elected as President of the United States. Because the main headline is Trump has defaced the Department of Justice. Tom is with us on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus hotline. Always a pleasure, sir. Why did you decide to go as public as you did with your views?
Good afternoon, Chad. I've been watching President Trump since he was candidate Trump, and it began in 2016, after the Access Hollywood recording was made public, and watching how the man who wanted to be president of the United States basically demeaned and insulted women generally, and specifically talking about groping women. That's just not the way a president of the United States should govern or should talk. And that started the process. And it became a series of things that became more and more serious in my mind once he had the reins of power and was able to undermine the integrity of the Department of Justice, where I worked for three different tours of duty, and I have a lot of loyalty to that organization. Very scared about this.
For the Trump supporters who almost always, if someone is critical of the president too much, it drives me nuts. Anytime the president is criticized by someone, they say, well, they are just a Democrat. This is just a Democrat. This is someone who never liked President Trump. What do you say to those individuals?
Well, in my case, that's clearly not true. I've been a Republican my entire life, ran for office once as an endorsed Republican, two presidential Republican presidential appointments. This has nothing to do with politics. It's actually the politics is what makes it sad. I'm sad to see what's happened to the leadership of the party that I once called home. But you can't have somebody in the office who is prepared to destroy one of the key institutions of our government. You can't leave in there simply because they're your political party.
I'm going to read a graph from what you wrote. Since coming into office, Trump has politicized the Department of Justice beyond recognition. Based on his actions and his statements, it is clear he sees the Attorney General as his personal attorney, and he believes the Department of Justice should investigate and prosecute his political opponents. How much of this is on the Attorney General himself to stand up to the president, a man who has been a part of the Department of Justice for a long time himself, and say, I respect you, I appreciate the appointment, but that is a line I will not cross, because I don't ever see that from Attorney General Barr.
Well, when I was serving U.S. Attorney the first time, Bill Barr was the Attorney General at the end of the H.W. Bush term. I'm disappointed in Mr. Barr. However, Mr. Barr is not the boss. His boss is the President of the United States. And if you look at the conduct and the statements of Barr, you'll see that they tend to follow a demand by the president that Barr do something like prosecute Hillary Clinton or prosecute Hunter Biden or prosecute any one of his political...
Barack Obama, Joe Biden, all of them.
You can
I agree with you 100%.
Going and going. And you can, it's not just Barr. Look at how he handled former Senator Sessions. When Sessions recused himself because he was a witness in what became the impeachment investigation, Trump fired him. Now, most recently, Chad, look at the article from New York where a federal judge says, no, the Department of Justice cannot represent the President of the United States in a lawsuit brought by a woman who claims that he personally assaulted her before he became president.
Right.
So he's still treating not just the attorney general, but all of the men and women that report to the attorney general, he's treating them as if they were his personal lawyers.
It's a point I make. I'm certainly not the only one. A lot of people make it that, because you're right on, Tom. Businessman Donald Trump, running his company, thinks he can run the country the same way. So when people report on him, if it's not favorable, they are enemies of him. Well, that doesn't work, so he says enemies of the country. He just assumes that if you're investigating him, he should be able to fire him. That's why these inspector generals have been dismissed. He doesn't care about the Constitution. He cares how it suits him and how the apparatus can work for him on a daily basis, because we've had other presidents who went too far, but never as consistent or never as egregious as I've witnessed in the last 4 years, and you know it about 100% better than me.
Well, that's why 20 Republican United States attorneys from all over the nation, Seattle to Florida, came together in this letter that was published in the Post, basically asking for the same thing. This is dangerous for this country. And you used the term Constitution. This is a nation governed by a Constitution. Another way to put that is the rule of law. And when you deal with the Department of Justice without respecting the fact that it must operate pursuant to a rule of law, when you demand that the Department of Justice defend you personally, you're undermining the rule of law. You're undermining the Constitution. And all of us suffer from that in a greater or lesser degree.
Tom Heffelfinger is our guest, as we pointed out. Twice appointed U.S. attorney by Republican presidents, both President Bush's. He has been a Republican his entire life. We're reacting to his op-ed piece in the Star Tribune. Trump has defaced the Department of Justice. Because of that, Democratic nominee and former Vice President Joe Biden must be elected President of the United States. Do you have any concern at all about Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and the role they would play with the Department of Justice?
Absolutely not. One of the things that is the basis for my articles is that department should function to unify and bring together law enforcement agencies from all over the nation, federal, state, local, to work together to solve problems, such as social justice, such as we saw after the tragic killing of George Floyd. That is a hallmark of the Biden, of a Biden presidency and Biden's history, which is bringing people together, work together. That's why I'm actually encouraged that after Biden and Harris win, that they will be able to bring the Department of Justice rather quickly back to the way it was. And that belief was enhanced by Biden's decision to bring Kamala Harris in. She's an experienced prosecutor. She's tried cases. Bill Barr hasn't. Bill Barr has, he's led the office twice, but he's never done the work that the people do. Kamala Harris has, and you put that kind of leadership in place with the commitment to unity, and frankly, two people who approach this political fight from a position of decency, human decency, treating people, even their political opponents, decently, is what we need right now in leadership from Washington.
Last thing, and I'll let you go. I'm getting texts on this, and I was going to ask either way, so it works out. Eric Holder, the Attorney General for Barack Obama, those two were very close. Eric Holder would speak out in defense of President Obama often. Did you think that relationship crossed any lines at all? How detached we believe a president and attorney general should be?
No, because the president has the right to set policy, whether it's Obama or Trump. He can set policy, and the attorney general has to comply with that. For example, George W. Bush set policies related to terrorism after 9/11. He set policies regarding illegal use of firearms. And the attorney general, Ashcroft at the time, he enforced those policies. However, that is different from being asked to and acting as the personal lawyer for the president to solve problems that the president has gotten himself into because of his personal conduct.
Tom,
I don't recall Holder ever doing that.
Thank you so much for coming on. You know we'll reach out again soon.
My pleasure. Stay
well, and we'll talk down the line.
Thanks. Bye.
Tom Helfelfinger.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.